a bad place to have a critical, the Linton area is a bad place to have a critical energy infrastructure hub. And it would be great if the facilities were dispersed. Question is, where would they be dispersed to, and how would that be consistent with our decision that we don't want to allow new fossil fuel terminals? So that's just one of the many knotty questions that we have to deal with. But I really appreciate all the work that's gone into it, all the community groups that have been involved, and I really hope that the feds and the state will sign off and will be eligible for mitigation grants. Aye.
It's quite remarkable to me how different this report is from the 2010 and the process that went into it, and in fact how far we've come as a city since we established the Office of Equity and Human Rights in 2011, and the community engagement that's gone into this whole preparation. So I'll be astonished if they don't accept it at the higher level, since they accepted the previous one. This, as I say, to me, is night and day. And thank you, Danielle, for a wonderful presentation, as well as a great job in writing. Carmen Merlo has really taken the Bureau to great heights, and I very much respect the attention to, after doing things in the way we all used to do them, that this is now being thinking about equity and who to talk to, how to talk to people, and as I mentioned, the importance of not scaring people at the same time as we are helping them to prepare. So thank you to John Papaethu, who did great work with this under Mayor Sam Adams and are now continuing on with the work. I appreciate the citizens and community members who've been very much involved in that, and I'm hoping that as we move forward with this, that we'll build on this increased collaboration both between the bureaus and with the community, so that, especially in parks and neighborhood involvement, we can use this as a central organizing theme, that maybe people don't have the capacity to come to meetings on land use or transportation, but everybody should be able to come to a neighborhood meeting about how are we all going to manage after a natural disaster. And then we'll learn from each other and we'll help each other. And I think that can be building community rather than scaring community. So thank you very much. Thank you, Commissioner Novick, for your work, and very much appreciate the detail in this plan. It's excellent. Aye.
Thanks, Commissioner Novick, and PBIM and Danielle for all the good work on this mitigation action plan, as well as the other bureaus that participated in this and our public. I remember getting briefed on this when we had a disaster policy council meeting last summer sometime, and hearing about the meetings that were going to be held in August in like Cooch Park and Gabriel Park, I really wondered, you know, are people going to come out in August for mitigation action plans? But I think they did, and I think this plan is a better plan for that. But it really does contain a lot of good information and a lot of good recommendations and information we need to heed. So thank you all for doing this. Aye. Resolution's adopted, and we have no further business today, and we are adjourned until next Wednesday at 9:30. Good.
Yeah, well-